on my tenure process, when the whole key situation got resolved, somewhere along the way I was counseled to request a tenure clock extension because of all of the time that I had lost with these battles.
Yes.
And I believe that I received a 2-year tenure clock extension.
Okay.
And then we got a new department chair, and, you know, somewhere in my 4th or 5th year, I think it would have been a little bit early, I pushed that chair to put me up for tenure.
Mm-hmm.
And he really didn't want to, but I was pressing it. And one of the things that I was concerned about was that I felt like this group of people needed to vote no the first time. And I really didn't think that they were going to vote yes, no matter how strong my case was in round one.
Really?
And I just wanted to get on through that, you know, and let them get it out of their system, vote no, and then let's come back and get the yes vote.
Why were you so sure?
That's pretty much how it played out. They went through the process. They got outside letters. They did the whole drill. I think those outside letters were really, really strong from what I could ascertain.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, they voted no. And it was not catastrophic because, you know, I had plenty of time with the tenure clock extension. And then when next year rolled around and they put me up again, I got a positive vote and everything, you know, was hunky-dory. So,
well, why were you so sure?
The process itself, I would say, worked out okay. I was disappointed that they couldn't wrap their brains around a supportive vote the first time around. You know, one of the things I heard from one of my informants, who was a senior colleague, he said that, oh, Denise, your letters are really good. You know, you've got one letter from this woman, Millie Dresselhaus, who I mentioned to you earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, but, you know, that letter's not going to count because it's from a woman, so it won't matter. And that was a ridiculous thing to say for a lot of reasons, but one reason is that that one woman, just all by herself, had more, you know, honors and prestige and credentials and awards than the whole EE department rolled up in a ball, you know, at Madison. But her letter wasn't going to matter because she was a woman.
Well, if you could explain, why were you so sure that you would be denied the first time?
Oh, I just, you know, this was just a group of people who wasn't ready, you know, to vote yes on a woman, to accept a woman into their midst. And I think they just felt the need to kind of beat me down a little bit with that. And
to make you jump through a few extra hoops?
Yeah.
Okay. So do you think you were held to a higher standard than other candidates?
Oh, probably. Probably, yes.